Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Haim Herring is here. He's a PhD in organization and management. He's a rabbi. He's the author of Connecting Generations and more books to come. Haim, thank you again for being here. We're talking about the generational divide that we have right now, the five-generational workplace and the challenges. As a manager of thank God I don't have that many generations in my operation, although I deal with all of them in my customers and other interactions. But there are plenty of managers out there who literally have five generations of people that they have to deal with, and every one of them is a little bit of a different angle, isn't it?
Well, yes, because if, you know, you're a boomer like we are, so we're still thinking about income, health insurance, retirement. For Gen X, by the way, forget the phrase work-life balance. They've kind of given up on that realistically. It's more like work-life blend. You know, if I want to go out, if I have to be with an elderly parent at the doctor's office, I'm still on my phone doing work. So,
Been there, done that.
Yeah, well, and that's why for them, it's, of course, salary, career advancement, and matching benefits, but it's that work-life blend. And a technology focus. When we get the younger generations, you know what they want, and there's a big fight in the workplace. It's working from home, control over schedules, wellness initiatives, benefit choices. It's all about lifestyle for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what do you think about that? Is that going to be good long term? Is that, I worry that the younger generation is focusing more on activity, more on experience, and less on owning things. And you and I both know that over time, as you accumulate things that you own, you don't have to buy those anymore, and at some point in time, you wind up with some amount of value, some kind of an estate that will help you as time goes on. I worry about that for that generation. What do you think?
I'm also worried about it because it's a different kind of attitude toward life. And I'm using different. I'm not using better or worse.
Right.
Although as a boomer, I have my bias. But it's this whole sense of not owning anything, whether it's ownership,
car, home,
in the workplace.
Whatever.
You know, and it's more like we kind of use a zip car today because we don't want to own a car, a zip office, you know,
right.
Uber. I mean, just name it. Well, what does that do in the workplace when you want to sink roots in, you want to go deeper, you want to push yourself, and that takes time and tenacity.
I know people who have cars, young people who have cars. Their parents gave them a car, and they take Uber. They don't even drive. Now, I mean, if that's their choice, that's fine. But eventually, when you buy a car and you pay it off over 4 or 5 years, if you don't wreck it and you took care of it, it's worth something to pay down on the next car. And three cars later, you got a new car for free. You can pay cash for the next one. I mean, it's a way of it's the economics of life, isn't it? I mean, we can't deny the economics of life.
No, and we can't also deny what happens in terms of a person growing. Just as a human being, by accomplishing something that takes perseverance. And isn't that something that we want to encourage in the workplace as well?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do we do as a manager? What do you recommend managers do to manage these different generations? Is it more about communication than anything? How to help the different generations communicate with each other? like a, some kind of an interface concept?
Well, I think this is what we're struggling with, but here are a few really practical recommendations. Number one, I really think, as I said before, Gen X is, it's kind of like the middle child of generation.
Right.
You know, kind of forgotten about. And they're leading businesses. They're providing more revenue to the U.S. economy
right.
than any other cohort right now. They understand the pre-digital world, and they understand the digital world. We should be investing intensively in them
yeah.
because they can be communicators to the generations above and the generations below.
What's funny about Gen X is they're annoyed by us and the millennials.
You know, I was just making a presentation the other night on this topic, and I had a good mix of demographics. And I said, you know, raise your hand if you're a Gen Xer. A few hands went up. And I said to them, how do you feel about another article or talk on boomers or millennials? And they just rolled their eyes and
yeah.
think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. You know, and so, you know what? One of the funniest experiences I've ever had was I had a millennial working for me who was about 30. And we hired a brand new millennial out of college, and the young millennial was annoying the older millennial. Hey, Haim, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back soon?
I would love to, Jim. You're always an inspiration.
HaimHerring.com is the website, H-A-Y-I-M, Herring, two R's, .com. Connecting Generations is the book. Well done, Haim. Happy Hanukkah.
Thanks, and Merry Christmas, Jim.
Thank you. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.